It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
What's news? Today, it's good news.
Tell me something good.
Good news blown in your window.
It's good.
Good news is knocking on your door.
Just a few hours before it was due to go into effect Wednesday night, a federal judge in Hawaii put Donald Trump's travel ban 2.0 on hold, questioning whether national security concerns really motivated the administration. The judge, Derek Watson, wrote, quote, "The illogic of the government's contention is palpable. The notion that one can demonstrate animus toward any group of people only by targeting all of them at once is fundamentally flawed." Watson also said Hawaii was likely to succeed on First Amendment grounds against religious discrimination. Dump was in Nashville for another ego booster rally when the decision came down, and true to form, his idiotic ramblings likely put the final nail in the ban's coffin.
A judge has just blocked our executive order on travel and refugees coming into our country from certain countries. The order he blocked was a watered-down version of the first order that was also blocked by another judge and should have never been blocked to start with. This new order was tailored to the dictates of the Ninth Circuit's, in my opinion, flawed ruling. This is, in the opinion of many, an unprecedented judicial overreach. We're going to fight this terrible ruling. We're going to take our case as far as it needs to go, including all the way up to the Supreme Court. We're going to win. We're going to keep our citizens safe. And regardless, we're going to keep our citizens safe, believe me.
And just in case Judge Watson's ruling wasn't enough, early Thursday morning, U.S. District Judge Theodore Chuang, overseeing a separate challenge, this one from Maryland, agreed that anti-Muslim sentiment was behind the president's executive orders and also blocked the order's 90-day travel suspension for the six targeted countries, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Turning our attention to the Netherlands, in the wake of the Brexit vote in Great Britain and the dump election here in the U.S., there was some worry that the anti-Islam, among other groups, and all-around asshole Geert Wilders, the guy Congressman Steve King of Iowa praised, would win. In our second good news story of the day, he went down in spectacular fashion.
Dutch polls have closed, and sadly, Islamophobic far-right nationalist Q-tip Geert Wilders failed to win a victory for his race of blue-eyed meerkats. Sorry, Geert. Hey, at least you've got a super fan here in America.
Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King is facing all kinds of backlash now after this tweet.
You wrote that Wilders understands that culture and demographics are our destiny. We cannot restore our civilization with somebody else's babies.
This brings us to our recurring segment, What Does a White Dude Have to Say to Get Fired?
And our third good news story of the day comes from the Washington Post, who reported that Speaker Paul Ryan admitted that his replacement bill for the Affordable Care Act cannot pass the House without, quote, necessary improvements.
Now that we have our score, because before our score, we weren't sure what we could do. Now that we have a score, we can make some necessary improvements and refinements to the bill. This is, by the way, the legislative process.
Yeah, that came after Ryan last week said that it was this or nothing at all.
This is the closest we will ever get to repealing and replacing Obamacare. The time is here, the time is now, this is the moment, and this is the closest this will ever happen. It really comes down to a binary choice.
To pay the rent, to pay our share.
Speaking of paying our share, our fourth and final good news story of the day starts with some really bad and alarming news. The president released his preliminary 2018 budget proposal, and it's ugly. It cuts the EPA and the State Department the most by nearly a third, also cuts the discretionary budgets of the Departments of Agriculture, Labor, and Health and Human Services by roughly a fifth. It eliminates funding for 19 agencies, including the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the the Chemical Safety Board. The roughly $58 billion in cuts will go to increase military spending by $54 billion. $2.6 billion will be a first payment toward building that insane wall that Mexico was supposedly paying for, and the rest goes to fund, quote, school choice programs that direct resources away from public schools. So how is this good news? Well, let's bring Jeff Beck back in.
I've been seeing a lot of things. We will be submitting things before the committee very soon. We will be submitting certain things. I've been reading about things. I read other things. I watched your friend Brett Baer the day previous, where he was talking about certain very complex sets of things happening.
And that's today's dose of Nicole Sandler's What's News. Hear Nicole's show Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 4 Eastern at NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.